From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Searchers in India's capital are digging through piles of rubble, looking for any more survivors in the collapse of a ramshackle apartment building. At least 65 people were killed and scores of others were injured. The building housed hundreds of people, mainly migrant workers and their families. Officials say the building may have been weakened by water damage. At least 7 UN troops have been injured in clashes with rioters in Haiti, who've taken to the streets to vent their anger over the cholera outbreak, which many Haitians believe was started by foreigners, in particular UN peacekeeping troops from Nepal. The rioting has spread to several cities and towns. Vincenzo Pugliese is a spokesman for UN forces in Haiti.
What I feel is that all this vulnerability that the population feels right now is being manipulated and directing the population towards one direction or another, which sometimes is not in our favor.
Pugliese says the Nepalese battalion in Haiti has reported no cases of cholera and no link has been shown between those soldiers and the cholera outbreak. More than 900 people have died from the disease so far. The Senate's top Republican, Mitch McConnell, has reversed his longstanding support of so-called earmark spending and now says he'll back a moratorium on the practice of designating money for home state projects. NPR's Audie Cornish reports McConnell wants to avoid a showdown with conservative senators and Tea Party-backed lawmakers who see earmarks as a symbol of wasteful government spending.
Fiscal conservatives in the Senate have long been calling for a one-year moratorium on earmarks as part of an effort to rein in government spending. Though top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell sits on the Appropriations Committee and has defended the right of the legislative branch to allocate funds in the past, McConnell says he, too, will support a moratorium on earmarks.
I'm not wild about turning over more spending authority to the executive branch, but I've come to share the view of most Americans that our nation is at a crossroads, that we will not be able to secure the kind of future we want for our children and grandchildren unless we act and act quickly.
McConnell joins the House Republicans who already have such a pledge in place. Audie Cornish, NPR News, the Capitol.
Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska has built a 1,700-vote lead over her GOP opponent Joe Miller in the nation's only undecided Senate race. More votes to be counted today. President Obama awards the Medal of Honor today to an Army staff sergeant credited with saving the lives of fellow soldiers during an ambush in Afghanistan. 25-year-old Staff Sergeant Salvatore Junta of Iowa says he doesn't consider himself a hero, though.
I'm not a hero. This is all interesting and fun, and we get to sit under the lights, and I get to talk to people, but I know a lot of heroes. I do. I'm just me. I'm just Sal.
Junta becomes the first living service member from the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq to receive the nation's highest military honor. This is NPR News from Washington. A jury in New York begins its fourth day of deliberations this morning in the case of the first Guantanamo detainee to be brought to trial in a civilian court. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports the jurors are considering the fate of Ahmed Gailani.
He's accused of taking part in the 1998 East Africa embassy bombings that killed more than 200 people. The Justice Department sent Gailani to New York last year to face trial in an ordinary criminal courtroom. Problems with the jury emerged Monday when one juror sent a note to the judge asking to be allowed to go home because she was being attacked for her decision. Judge Lewis Kaplan refused to call a mistrial in the case. The Gailani trial is being followed for what it might say about other efforts to prosecute Guantanamo detainees. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
Facebook is set to start attaching email addresses to users' Facebook accounts. NPR's Laura Seidel reports the new feature could compete with other email services, but analysts say the most important purpose is to extend the time people spend on Facebook.
Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg says he wants to create an online communication experience that's seamless. To do that, he's adding email to the list of ways to connect with friends on Facebook. The new service will automatically sort out your friends' messages from unknown email sources and put them in separate boxes. Facebook's email will be less formal than Google's Gmail or Yahoo's email. It won't have the same kind of blocking, searching, and sorting features that other services have. But analysts say it will help turn Facebook into a one-stop shop for communication and keep people on the site. That will make it a stronger competitor to Google, Yahoo, and other online companies who are fighting for consumer eyeballs and more advertising dollars. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.
I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.